We're at the end of Simin Reish Yud Aleph, Kedim and Bebrachis. We're up to the last Sivav, and that's what we'll be doing. You have a tavshil, some kind of dish, that is made of cooked flour, of kusmin, shibola, shul, and shipon. These are spelt rye and oats, which are not of the Shivas Aminim, even though they're Chameshis Mine Dagan. And you have Tena Rimo, you have Geffen Tena Rimo, and you also have a grape, a fig, and a pomegranate, which are of the Shivas Aminim. Kevan the Mavarach Alatavshil Baramine Mizonos, because the bracha on that dish is a Mizonis, Birchaso Kodemis. Its bracha comes first. Av Agav the Hanach Mimin Zayin, even though those are from the Shivas Aminim, the Iulav Mimin Zayin, and this dish is not. Mikol Makom, Kivin the Chashivi, because they are Choshev. Why is Mizonis Choshev? Why are these Minim Choshev? Da Avdi Minayu Pas. Because you make bread out of them, umavarach alayu hamotzi, and you would say hamotzi if you'd make a bread out of it, ubirkas hamazon, kodemes af agav delo avdinu pas, that would be kodem even though you didn't make pas, so that a bore mine mazonis over a rice dish would not take precedence over shivas haminim, whereas a bore mine mazonis over grain would take precedence over the Shivas Aminim, even if it's not wheat and barley, which are Shivas Aminim, but it's rye, spelt, or oats. Now, the Magen Avraham says, the Magen Avraham wants to say that they only come before Geffen Tena Rimon, but not because of Zayas. Not before Zayas. Because Zayas, it's Erezei Shemen, Zayas comes even before Saora in the Pasuk. But Lamaisa, the Achronim are cholik on him, and they say that all of the minim of grain will take if the bracha is mizonis will take precedence to a bar priya eitz of shivas haminim. Now the Mishnah Berurah here gives a synopsis of the simin, and he gives us the order of kedima, and the order is number one hamotzi, even if it's over bread that is not one of the shivas haminim. Next is Borei Mine Mazonis on a dish of Chita, Borei Mine Mazonis on a dish of Saora, and then Borei Mine Mazonis on a dish of one of the other forms of grain, followed by Borei Pri HaGofen on wine. After that, we have the Shivas Haminim in order of the Pasuk, Zayas Tomer, a grape, Gefen, Te'eno, Rimon. After that, if you have a Borei Priya Eitz and a Borei Priya Hadama of non-Shivas Haminim, so the halachi is that whichever one is Chaviv comes first, or even if one is of Shivas Haminim, the halachi is that if one of them is Chaviv, it comes first. If you have both of them that are Chaviv, then the Min Zayin, one of the Shivas Haminim, will come first. What happens if they're equal in every way? So there we go with the Bahag that Borei Priya Eitz comes before Borei Priya Hadama. Both of them come before Shahakol. Shahakol will always be last. Then, in the case of Borei Pri Eitz and Borei Pri Adama, we say that Chaviv is defined as what is generally Chaviv to you. If they're both equal, then we'll say even the one that is Chaviv to you today, that'll have a Kedima. The Mishnah Berurah here adds something he didn't tell us before. And that is that Birkas HaReach always comes after the brachas for Achila in Shtiyah. Now, to give a more conceptual synopsis, the way we came out was that when you're dealing with two minim that have the same bracha, so there the halacha was we paskin Shivas Haminim comes first, followed by Sholem, followed by Chaviv. Whereas if you're dealing with two minim that have different brachas, there we hold that Chaviv takes precedence to Shivas Haminim, and only when the Chavivis is equal, there we give precedence to Shivas Haminim. So if it's the same bracha, Shivas Haminim comes first. If it's a different bracha, Chaviv comes before Shivas Haminim.